then the people who are accompanying him should go with him. Bo'in, it's about 8-9 lines down on your Tesma Beis. Bo'in b'tumeya, bo'in imaya b'tumeya. If the Avel starts to go on the Tamei path, you go with him on the Tamei path. Mishim Kavoida, because of his honor. Now, it's an Isur D'oraisa for a Kohen to become Tamei. So, Amai, why is it permitted to go on the path with the mourner to accompany him? Lema, gotta say, I'm sorry, sir, I would love to accompany you, but I can't. And Ein Chachma ve'ein Tvuna l'neged Hashem.
Why do we assume that it's talking about a Kohen?
Well, that's the Chiddush.
It doesn't say specifically. Why can't we just answer, that's not a kasher. We're talking about a Yisroel. Well,
because then there's no Chiddush then. What? And there's no chiddush. I'm saying, no. And also if you...
Well, a person shouldn't make himself tameh, but even though there's no Easter or Reiser, why do we assume that it's definitely talking about a Kohen?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think, I hear what you're asking.
The Gemara could have answered, there's no Kohen.
I would say, I hear, but I would say that in that case, it would be so too little of a chiddush. In other words, to tell you, be polite and annoy yourself a bit and go to the mikveh later that day. I'm saying... I would say the Gemara is telling you it's got to be more of a chiddush, but I did have the same thought going through my head. Like I thought maybe the, but no, it's definitely a possibility. They do point out that it's for a Kohen, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because Rashi doesn't say anything, but. So the Gemara says Targuma Rabbi Abba beBeis HaPras deRabbanan. Rabbi Abba explained this path that the Bryce is telling you a Kohen should go on in order to have the covered of the Ovel, is talking about a specific type of path. It's not a path that is a D'oraisa path. It is a path that is a D'rabbanan path. So what is that? A base of pras is what is known as a field that had one time a body buried there, but it had been plowed over. And the assumption is that... The reason why we're saying that it's Tamei is perhaps we know where the grave is. The Rabbanan gave the entire path and the entire field a din of Tumah de Rabbanan because we are concerned that maybe the plow dislodged a bone and transported it and to a different part of the field. Therefore, even though we know the grave is in the southwest corner, the entire field has a status of a dead body because we are concerned that maybe there will be a small little bone where you walk. So that's called the base of pras. And that's the field that we are talking about. So since the whole thing is Derabanan, the Rabbanan said, okay, listen, the tomb over here is only Derabanan. Let's wave it and we'll have you go, me, and we'll have you go and walk there midi for the honor of the Avel. And Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Minapeh, and the Gemara proves that this concept of Tumah Derabanan, that Beis HaPras is a more lenient Tumah, because Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel says that even if it's a Tumah Derabanan, we allow you to go ahead and use one of those leaf blowers and walk ahead of you. And this way, it will blow away any loose bones. Minapeh Adam, so it means he can blow a person, Beis HaPras, if you really need to go through a Beis HaPras in your Kohen, just blow ahead of you, so this way you're not touching any loose bones. Another heter is, if you have a base of pras that was walked upon by a lot of people, so then there's no concern now for this bone that has been dislodged by the plow, and therefore also that's another heter. So we see that base of pras is so lenient, that's why we're being lenient here too. The Gemara tries again. We used to jump over the coffins of dead bodies, in other words, the graves of dead bodies, likras Malchi Yisrael, in order to greet the Malchi Yisrael. Whoa. Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzadok, which king did he see? Okay. He said, we used to go ahead and jump over graves in order to be able to see the king, likras Malchi Yisrael. So whichever king or nasi lived, good morning, lived during the times of Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok, who was a Kohen, so he used to want to go ahead and see them, and he violated the isur of getting tamei just so he should be able to see the Kohen, the king. And v'leilu kras malchei sol bavad amru. It is not a good thing to see a king, a Jewish king only. Do they say? El afilu kras malchei akum. It is even a good thing to see a non-Jewish king. Sheim yizke, because if you're one day zeicha to see Mashiach, yavichin, you will see the difference between malchei Yisrael and malchei akum. This we mentioned already once in this. And it's kedai to go ahead and do their best to see the honor afforded kings nowadays. So, am I? Over here too. And we're saying you're able to go so far as even to violate an Issa D'Oraisa for covet? Lema, you should say, Ein Chochmei Ben Tvinu Ben Eitzel, Neged Hashem, how could he allow himself to violate an Issa D'Oraisa? And the Gemara says, here too, it's an Issa D'Rabbanan. Kid D'Rava. The Amar Rava says, Dvar Teira, the Halacha is, Mi D'Oraisa, Oihel, that if there is a separation between the dead body and the earth, and in other words, if there's a dead body here and I put something over it, the midiraisa, it stops at the oil. Kol sheyesh bei chalal tefach, so long as there is an airspace, chalal is an airspace of a tefach choytzitz, the oil will stop the tuma from traveling any further. If there's no airspace of a tefach, but rather the top of the coffin is very close to the body, it does not stop the tumah. And the tumah will travel right through the top of the coffin. However, says Rav, most coffins have a airspace of a body of a tefach between the body and the top of the coffin. Nevertheless, Chazal said that grave sites are tamei v'gazra al sheyesh b'hem mishum she'ein b'hem, and they made a gezera on all grave sites, even those that have a tefach airspace between the body and the top of the coffin, a gezera atu those because of those grave sites that do not have a tefach space between the top of the body and the top and the top of the coffin. So since most graves are tamei only mitrabanan, again graves are tamei durabanan, and therefore mishum kvayd malachim legozer behurabanan. In this instance, where you get to see kvayd malachim, the rabbanan said that they're waving their gezera, so you should be able to see the covenant of malachim.
According to this, most cemeteries, at least, not in Israel, because in Israel they many times they don't use a coffin.
Right, but even still they put a board.
Here,
yeah.
Here in America, where a coffin is required,
right,
the Easter for a coffin would only be the Rabbanan.
Yes, true, but you have to know if this chazakah still stands, that they put them in coffins that the
Hefzik.
No, if they, but yes, but do they put them in coffins that there's a tefach space in between the body and the thing?
A tefach is only about 3-4 inches.
Yeah, 3-4 inches.
Yeah.
Yeah, enechram. That's it. Okay, Toshima. Godol kavod habrias shadoicha es loisas shibatera. Kavod habrias is great. That it is important, godly meaning important in this case. It is so important. Kavod HaBriah is the honor of a person's individual, you know, self. It is important that it is da'icha, that it knocks away aloi sa'aseh in the Torah. So we see Kavod HaBriah is important. Va'amai, also over here, lema ein chachma ve'ein tvun ve'ein eitz le'neged Hashem. And again, so the Gemara first tries, Targuma Rav Bar Shiva. Rav Bar Shiva explained that this that it says that it knocks away a lois ha'aseh shabatera, he explained it in front of a Kameder of Kahana. That's not talking about a regular lois ha'aseh, but it's talking about belav de lois saucer. The iser of do not go away from listening to the Chachamim. It's talking about that lav. At first, the Gemara doesn't understand. Achikulea, they laughed at him. Lav the lay sasser there I see. That lav is also a lav. What type of answer are you giving? So he meant to say, Amar of Kahana, Gavra Rabba Amar Milsa, a great person said something. Lo techikola, don't laugh at him. Try to understand his words. Kol mili derabanan asmechinu. What he meant to say was, it's not knocking away derabanan, deraisis. It's only knocking away derabanans. This, the Rabbanan, though, say every Rabbanan, technically you have to listen to us because of the law of the Arisa of do not, you know, lo sus, or do not go away from listening to the Rabbanans. But really, it's not the Arisa, it's the Rabbanan. So, call Mili derabanan, any issa derabanan, the rabbanan were soimichit on this pasuk of lav delesasa. So what he meant to answer you was that really covered brisa is only doichet derabanan. So it's not doichet derises. Aye, it says the doichet loisase shebetayra. It means the loisase of lav delesasa. It's the lav of loisasa that is doichet, which means it's a euphemistic way of saying derabanans. Mishim kavayda isharabanan, and the rabbanan waived their isurim in the place of somebody's self honor. So we do find many, many instances of where it's mutter to go. Let's say, for example, a carmelis. If somebody, let's say, is wearing only a talus, he's only wearing a talus, and he finds that one of his tzitzis is ripped. So we paskin that the other tzitzis is now considered carrying, because you're wearing dalet kanfas. So even though technically, for whatever reason, it's hard to explain right now, but you're allowed to continue wearing the tzitzis if you were in shul. But in the street, you can't because you're carrying. What about in today's streets where we say it's a carmelis? So it's only derabanan we allow you to keep it on. Because it's embarrassing. Aye, it's derabanan, you're being oven, is it derabanan? Yeah, but it's derabanan. It's embarrassing to walk around absolutely wearing nothing. So they let you continue wearing it. What would be nowadays that our talisim we're wearing over our suits. So if you take off your talis in the street, it's not the biggest deal in the world. Then some say you should take it off. Some say it's still embarrassing. I don't see the embarrassment at all. The guy takes off his talus in the street.
And Bekitzer, why can you wear a four-cornered baguette without four tzitzios?
Why can you not?
Why can you?
Oh, so very Bekitzer, because the halacha is that it says put on tzitzis. It doesn't say don't wear a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. It says put on tzitzis. And right now I can't because it's Shabbos. So since my hands are tied, I'm allowed to wear it. On most Shabbos I wouldn't be allowed to, but... It states in the pasuk, "V'salamta mehem." You shall turn away from them. This is talking about a lost object. Sometimes you're supposed to turn away from it. Sometimes you should turn away from it, and sometimes you should not. Hakeitzad? What's the case that you should turn away from it? Imhaya kayin, who be basic varus. If you are a kayin and the object is in a basic varus, ohaya zakin, or you're an elderly person, it's not makavadik for you to be walking around returning a lost object of that item. And the truth is, any type of lost object, if a person is embarrassed to pick it up, he doesn't have to pick it up. Yeah, let's say somebody, the example given, somebody finds underwear or something like that. It'll be embarrassing for him to pick it up. So he doesn't have to pick it up. Even a regular person. The yardstick to know whether or not you have to pick it up or not is, if it was yours, would you pick it up or not? So Rabbi Victor Miller was once running, wind blew a garbage can down the block. And Rabbi Victor Miller was running after it, and he picked it up, and somebody said, "Hey, no, the fiche vaydai." He said, "What are you kidding? If it was mine, I would do it." So... classic Rabbi Victor Miller answer. But if it was, so that's the way to know. Or if returning that object will cause you a greater loss than your friend's gain. You're a guy makes, you know, $1,000 an hour, and you're returning this object will take half an hour, and it's a $3 item. You don't have to return it. That's why it says, sometimes you don't have to return the object. Now, am I? Why not? The middle reason was because of COVID. Because it's embarrassing for you to return underwear. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Who cares? We don't care about your honor. The Gemara says, no, that's what the pasuk. There's a special pasuk that tells you that it's mutter. Shiny hasav, d'chsivi salamta mehem. There, it's different because there's a special pasuk that tells you that you don't have to listen. The Gemara says, v'ligmar mina. So then, learn from this. So then learn from at least that. So you're right. I hear what you're saying. This is a special pasuk. So then learn from there that the Torah does care about your honor even in the place of mitzvah d'oraisa. And the Gemara says, no. Isurim imimayne loyal finan. You can't learn isurim, like shatnez and basar b'chalav and things like that, mimimayne, from this example of Hashav HaSaveda, which is only an isur, which is only a monetary din. So there, loyal finan, we do not learn out from. We do not learn out the concepts of isurim yaredeya from mimayna, from cheshen mishpat. The Gemara tries again one more time. Tashema v'la achayse. It states in the pasuk v'la achayse, an extra word v'la achayse, to teach you as follows. Ma tam lemer. What is that pasuk coming to teach you? Hare, We'll see the pasuk in a second. The pasuk is la'aviv le'imay la'achiv la'achayse. The Gemara dashes each one of these. Lo yitma, the kohen gadol should not become tamei for b'moysam. The kohen gadol should not become tamei for his. In other words, a regular kohen is allowed to become tamei for his immediate relatives. However, a kohen gadol is not allowed to become tamei for his father, his mother, his brother, or his sister. So the Gemara says all those words are extra. So the Gemara elsewhere, I believe it's in. Where is the elsewhere? It is in Megillah, in Nazir, in Sanhedrin. Darshans that the other psukim of Achiv Achayse. All we need for now is this. Is the Achayse. So Ma Tamilamer Haresha Hayahaylech Lishchaytes Pizchay. If somebody's going on his way to do a mitzvah to shech the Karban Pesach, or to do a mitzvah v'lamalas benai, or to give his kid Amila v'shama, and he hears Shemes Loimes that he lost an immediate relative, Yachol Yachzor v'yitma. I would say that perhaps he should go back and become tamei. Amrit lo yitama. Since you're on your way to do a mitzvah, and if you go back and you become tamei, you won't be able to do the mitzvah. So therefore, do not turn around, continue on, even though it's an immediate relative. So this is not even a kohen gadol, I guess, because if it was a kohen gadol, it'd be a pasha that's also. That's what the pasuk is saying, that for la'achaysa you should not become tamei. I would think the same way a person shouldn't become tamei to them. Maybe he shouldn't deal with a mace mitzvah as well. If he sees a dead body on the side of the road, maybe he should just leave it there because he's on his way to do a mitzvah as well. To your sister you shouldn't become tamei. But one should attempt to become tamei for a mace mitzvah. So am I? Why? Lema here also. Why are we concerned? This time it's not concerned for your own covet, but it's concerned for the covet of the dead body lying there. But why are we concerned for the covet of that person lying there? Say also, I'm on my way to do a mitzvah. And mitzvahs go over everything. The Gemara says over there also, it's different because it's a special pasuk. Shiny hasam dechsev v'la achayse. Over there, it's different because it says v'la achayse, special pasuk. Again, the Gemara says v'ligmar minei, fine, so you have a special pasuk. But then have that pasuk teach you that the Torah cares about one's honor more than mitzvahs. V'ligmar minei. Use that as a precedent to teach you elsewhere that kavod comes before mitzvahs. The same way the Torah is makbid on kavod and mitzvahs there, the Torah should be makbid on kavod and mitzvahs here. And the Gemara gives a final answer, Shev v'al ta'aseh is shiny. Over there, what are you doing? You're going ahead, you're getting tamei, and then eventually you're going to have to violate the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah that you're going to eventually have to violate? You're not going to be able to bring a Karban Pesach. You're not going to be able to give a kid a milah. Those are mitzvahs that the eventual violation will be through not acting, by not bringing a Pesach. That is the type of mitzvahs that we see you're allowed to violate because of Kavod Abrias. But over here, where you're doing a positive thing, and Rashi explains it's a positive thing is because clothing is considered wearing. It's like a positive thing, and you originally wore it. So you're doing a positive thing. That you have to stop sinning. There we don't allow you to go ahead and continue to violate it through an action because of covet. In other words, violating it through a non-action, that we will allow you to do. But violating something through an action, we're not going to allow you to do. So basically, the only two examples of violating something through a non-action is Pesach and Mila. Most other Averis are violating it through an action. So therefore, if a person is, let's say a person holds shaking hands with a woman is Aser. Of course, there are different opinions on this. But let's say it's Aser. Of course, there are opinions that it's Aser. So why can't you say, but it's embarrassing, both for me and for her. She sticks out her hand, it's embarrassing for her. I say, "I it's embarrassing for me." But that's an action. So Lamaisa, if you hold it Aser, there's no heter for Kavod Abrias. Again, this is assuming that it's Aser. Or let's say the fake hug. Fake hug, according to almost all Paiskim, is Aser. So there's no heter. Everybody's doing it. She's going to feel bad. She leans in for the hug, and you're like, "Oh, I'm sorry, religion says no." That's very embarrassing for both of you. But nevertheless, if you hold it to Aser, Kavod Abrias does not override. Because if it's Aser, it would be out to the Iser D'oraisa. And Kavod Abrias does not play a role there. The only time Kavod Abrias will play a role is A, if it's a D'rabanan, or B, if the violation incurred will be a passive violation. Okay. Amalei Rav Papa LaAbaye. Maishna, and all this is halacha lemaisa, but everything we... Amalei Rav Papa, or the second example is wearing shatnez also. I mean, there's 1,000 examples. Person sees that he's wearing shatnez on Shabbat, on a suit. He has to quickly take it off. Only shatnez d'oraisa. It would be only shatnez d'oraisa. Exactly, you have to know exactly, you have to learn the hilchos shatnez now to find out what's hilchos shatnez d'oraisa and what's shatnez d'rabanan. That's why many times people are like, it's just us, or who cares d'oraisa and d'rabanan. There are so many differences between d'oraisa and d'rabanans. This being one of them. Amalei Rav Papa LaAbaye. Maishna rishonim the israchish lehunisa. Maishna anan. The loim israchish lon nisa. Rav Papa asked Abaye a question. A random question. Why is it that the earlier generations, that they always had nisim happening all the time, and we don't have any nisim happening? Imishim tenuye, if it's because of learning, that can't be, because we're much greater in learning than them. So we see you could have generations that become much greater. For example, our generation learned way much more than the last hundreds and hundreds of years. Even though we say in Europe was amazing. Mice in Europe, the entire yeshiva's mirror was 100 boys. Baranovich, Kamenetz, Kelm, Novardik, you put them all together, you get maybe 500 boys. Nowadays, the Mir is over 10,000, Lakewood's over 12,000, Panovich 10,000. I'm saying the fact that 100,000 people got together for Daf Yomi, I'm saying it's no contest. You have maybe the Gedolim back then were bigger than the Gedolim now. I mean, that's why we say it, because of the Rizis Adairis. But in the end of the day, the amount of people, Imishim Tenuye, Bishani de Rabbi Huda, in the years of Rabbi Huda, Kula Tenuye ben Ezekin. Everybody only learned Ezekin. A couple of people learning, they learned Bavakam, Bavatim, Bavasar, Havi. Vanan, Kamas Nisan, Shisa Sidre. We learn all the entire Torah. We have yeshivas for about every Torah. Vichiavi Mati, Rabbi Huda, Beuxin. Rabbi Huda got to say their Uxin, and Mesechus Uxin, Haisha Shekevesh, as Yarek, the Mishnah of a lady who preserves vegetables, Bekadera. Vaarmila Zaysim, Shekavshin, Betarfeyan. They have olives that get preserved, their leaves, tahir, their tahar. Amar, he said, this is such hard mishnayas. Havayas to Rav Shmuel kachazinaga. I am seeing all of the conversations with Rav and Shmuel over here. In other words, these mishnas are as hard as Rav and Shmuel. Va'anan, and we, kamas nidin po uksin place in Mesefta. We have more than 13 yeshivas that work in Mesechus Uksin. We have thousands of people learning nowadays. V'ilu Rav Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, ki avi shalav chad misana. Rabbi Yehuda, when he would take off even one shoe to prepare himself to daven, boom, asi mitra. Immediately the rain would come, assuming he was davening for rain. Va'anan, we, kometza arina navshin, we hurt ourselves, we discomfort ourselves, umitzaveach, and we scream and cry, katzavchin, and v'les demishkachban. And nobody's listening to us. Hashem gives us much more tzaras. What's the pshat?
Why do you think he uses expression, nobody's listening to us?
V'les de mishkechman. There's V'les de mishkechman. And who the mishkechman? It's an interesting question, yeah. I don't know. Is that how they translate it? Nobody?
No one,
yeah. V'les is probably the exact translation. It's V'les, there is none. The V'les. There is nothing. The mishkechman that is listening to us. But properly translated, I guess, for English would be no one. V'les de mishkechman, there's nothing that is listening to us. Amarlei Kamoi, the earlier ones, have a kamasri nafshayu agdushas Hashem. It is depending on learning, of course, but it depends on how much effort you put in. Like we always give the example, a person sometimes who wants to stay in Kail nowadays, it's not the biggest deal, because that's the style. The style is to stay in Kail. So it's no longer Moiser Nefesh. Back then, those who stayed in Kail were Moiser Nefesh, like they say back in the, you know, right after the war, or right before the war also. It was a very difficult. Terror was in the dumps. And no girl wanted to marry a guy in Kail. So a person who stayed in Kail was very moser nefesh. Akedusha Zim for Hashem. Anan, however, we, since it's in the style to learn, loy masvina nafshin akedusha Zim. We are not moser nefesh for Kedusha Hashem. Ki hadar of Adar Ba'av, like Rav Adar Ba'av Echazi, Elahu Kusis, he saw a certain non-Jewess, Tahavi Levisha Karbalasa. She was wearing a Karbalasa. Karbalasa is what we call the chicken's comb. So apparently it was some sort of garment that was bishuka, that was improper. It was a very haughty or gaudy garment, like the comb of a chicken. He shows it off. So I'm not sure exactly if it was not sneas. It was not sneas, but it was not just because of its haughtiness, or if it was not sneas like they have nowadays. But I highly doubt it. It's probably just because of its haughtiness. Savar de Bas Yisrael, he thought she was a Bas Yisrael, and he was very upset with her. So come carry him, you know, he ripped it off of her. So again, this is not like she was walking around in, a bikini, because then ripping it off would not help. It was some sort of, like, garment on top of what she was wearing that was very haughty, and showed a non-sneous aspect of it, that people would look at her. So he ripped it off of her. Igloi mils of the Kususi, and it turns out that she was a non-Jewess. And she called the police, and he was arrested. And brought to court in Shayamu, but Arba Me'er Zuz, they find him 400 Zuz. Hashtag me too. Omalei Ma Shimcha. She said, what's your name? He said to her, what's your name? Omalei Maton. Her name is Maton, which it's a nice name, but it could mean 200. Mosayan. So he says, Omalei, he said to her, Maton, Maton, Arba Me'er Zuz Shavya. 200, 200. You cost me 400 Zuz. Okay, I'm not sure exactly the end of the story, what the mice, why he said that, and why it was recorded, but
so that shows that he was
mice and nefesh. That shows he was mice and nefesh. Yeah, I guess it's mice and nefesh to walk over to a lady and rip off her clothes. Again, I don't think he turned it to a mortznia. He turned it into a mortznia situation by ripping it off, not into a lessznia situation. That's my guess. I'm saying Rav Gi. I'm assuming it's some sort of garment on top. Let's say it was a fancy fur coat, for example. So taking it off is not less. Yes, I mean, nothing wrong with wearing a fur coat. So you have to find a different example of something that is gaudy to the point of being nuts. Yes, Rav Gidel have a ragil. Rav Gidel was normal. Was ragil. He used to always have a ko'azov liyosef asha'arei tvila. He used to sit at the gates of the tvila. In other words, by the mikvah. He used to sit right by the mikvah. And amalehu hachi tvilu v'hachi tvilu. He used to tell the women how to be tevil. Make sure you get that hair underneath. Make sure you do this, make sure you do that. He was the mikveh lady. Amrilei Rabbanan. That's why we have mikveh ladies, by the way, to make sure that the ladies table properly. Amrilei Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said, Loika mistapi marmi yetzahar. You're not scared of the yetzahar. You're seeing all these women who are completely undressed. Amrilehu, he says, Damian ba'apoy, they appear to me, ki kaki chivari, like white geese. Really, I'm past that. They don't affect me at all. Okay? My brother-in-law was asked to be a aid by a Gioris' Tvila. You need three aid of them. But I won't say about my brother-in-law that he's like Rav Gidel. But apparently it's you come in there when she's totally ready in the water and you don't see anything. Rav Yechanan have a ragel to have a ka'azul v'yosef ashari tvila. Rav Yechanan also would stand by the mikvah. Amar kisalkin b'nei Yisrael, when the b'nei Yisrael would leave, when the Benos Yisrael would leave the mikvah, the Eisen mitvila mistaklan be, they should look at me, and therefore, because we know that what you look at, what you think about when a person is having relations, that's what he has, that's what they will have. So ben have lehu zara de shapiri kavasi, and they will have children that are shapir, that are as beautiful kavasi as me. Amrilei Rabbanan lo yikam mistapi marme ein abishar, you're not scared because of the ayin hara. Amar Lahu, he said, Ana Mizar de Yosef Ka'asina, I come from the Zara of Yosef. Look at the Marshal here who says he doesn't. De Lo Yishtal Tebe Ein Abisha, who Ayin Hara does not rule over. It does not have power over. Ayin Hara does not have power over the B'nai Yosef. De Chsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Ben Pyrus Yosef, Ben Pyrus Alai Ayin. On me the eye, but Va'amar Avi Avahu, I'll take away Alai Ayin, Ela Oile Ayin. He's over the eye. So Marshal explains, I believe, if I remember correctly, that you just have to. He has the midah of Yosef in him, meaning he doesn't look at other people, he's not jealous of other people. If you're not jealous of other people, then Ayin Hara will not affect you. If I remember correctly, that's what the Maharsha says. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Mehacha, V'yidgu l'roiv b'kerav ha'ar, it's a different source by Yaakov Avinu blessing the children of Yosef. He says v'yidgul erev b'kerav ha'aretz, and we're talking about dagim, ma dagim shebayam, just like fish in the sea, mayim b'chasin aleim, water covers over them, and therefore they can be protected from the Ayin Hara. There are two ways to explain this. Either because Ayin Hara is an actual physical thing that comes out of your eye. Many Rishonim learn like that, and Pais can learn like that. That it's something physical. So if there's something that's blocking it, then it blocks the fish get blocked by it, because they're blocked by the water. In my own, that's why one of these things that I say is that the reason why Klal Yisrael nowadays, so many people have glasses, is because the Ayin Hara gets blocked by the glasses. Hashem made it that everybody has glasses. But the other pshat is that the water covers over them, that you don't see them. That's the other explanation. Ve'ein ayin har shalatzis behem. Avzar shal yosef ein ayin har shalatzis behem. V'yibayis ema ayin shalei ratzos alazun mimah she'ein shalai. Alternatively, you could say that an eye that did not want to feast on what was not his, Eishes Potiphera, ein ayin har shalatzis behem, ayin har does not rule over. And we once gave a long shiur on all the aspects of ayin har. Okay. Says the Mishnah, Nashim, women, Va'avadim, slaves, V'ketanim, and children, Patur mi-Kriya Shema, are part of from Kriya Shema, Uminat Tefillin, from the mitzvah of Tefillin, V'chayavin, however they are chayav, V'tefillah in davening, Uve mezuzah, in mezuzah, so they have a house, Uve berkas amasin, and in benching. The Gemara says, Kriya Shema, Pshita, of course they're putter. It's a mitzvah sasesha, as mine grama. It is a regular mitzvah that is time-bound. And a time-bound mitzvah, who v'chol mitzvah sasesha, as mine grama, any mitzvah that is a time-bound mitzvah, Nashim, women, are paturis, are putter in it. Well, the Gemara says, "Ma'u the same." I would have thought to say, since it's such an important mitzvah, "Hoyel ve'izba malchus shemayim." Since it's such an important mitzvah, it has a daily pledge of allegiance to Hashem and Kabbalah's malchus shemayim. I would think that perhaps this is the one mitzvah that's different. Kamashim lan our Mishnah that no, even this mitzvah, which is so important that it has malchus shemayim, since it is a time-bound mitzvah, it falls under the regular rubric of time-bound mitzvahs, and women are not chayav in them. Next, umina tefillin.
What's the chiddush about ketanim?
Let me see if ketanim is going to be mentioned.
Could be that just off this group.
Right, that's what I was thinking. Very good. Ketanim, I feel the cotton shigin. It means even a cotton skin. That's a gilichinuch. So Rashi explains that a katan is because since you're not next to him so early in the morning, you usually go to daven, he's still sleeping, so then there's no mitzvah of chinuch when, according to Rashi, there's no mitzvah of chinuch on Kriya Shema in the morning. Wow. I missed that, Rashi. That's a chiddush. Especially since just yesterday or just in the beginning of this week, I told my kids all about getting up for Zman Kriya Shema. Tesis, what does Tesis say? Yeah, interesting. Tesis disagrees. Tesis says it's talking about a cut and that's not Megillah Chinuch.
Never is cut during all.
Yeah. Yeah, so what's the Chiddush? I guess the chiddush is that even though he's not making the chinuch, you don't have to worry about this mitzvah also. That's it. Oh, he says answers like you. Very good. He says that you always classify them together. Very good. That's what it is. Okay, excellent. All right, so we have machlekes Rashi. This is what type of ketanim it means. Umin had tefillin. Women are patur from tefillin. Pshita. It's Pashit. The Gemara says, Mahu the same. I would have thought to say, Ahova iskish le mezuzah. Since there is a hekish of tefillin to mezuzah, they're always lumped together. Like in the Parsha of Shema. Put them on your mezuzahs, put them on your arm. I would think that just like women are chayav in mezuzahs, they're also chayav in tefillin. Kamash v'lan, nope. They're patur in tefillin. However, they are chayav v'chayav in betfila. They are chayav in davening. Why? Derachah mininu. Because it's asking Hashem for mercy. Mahu the same I would have thought. I would have thought that since it says evening, morning, and afternoon, kmitzas asayish as mine is like a time bound mitzvah. Dummy, it is like kamash milan. That nope, they are required to daven daily. However, they are yotze the tefillah by just saying Hashem, please help me. They don't necessarily have to do the whole derabanan. So that's machlekas Rambam and Ramban. Exactly when to daven? What's the araisa? Uve mezuzah, they're chayav in mezuzah. Pshita, of course. The Gemara says, not the same. I would have thought, hove iskish l'talmud Torah. Since mezuzah is put right next to talmud Torah, I think that a mezuzah is their pater from. Kamash milan, they're chayav in mezuzah. Uve birkas amazon, they're chayav in birkas amazon. Again, pshita, why not? Mahud, it's not a time-bound mitzvah. And the Gemara says, I would have thought it is a time-bound mitzvah because it says that you should eat in the morning and in the evening. Mahud, the same, ahil v'ksiv, as it states in the pasuk, Beseis Hashem Lochem Ba'erev Basur La'echal V'lechem Ba'boker Lizbaya So I would think that kimitzas hasesha is mine gramadami. I would think that since it says you should, it's like eating bread in the morning, I would think that it becomes like a time-bound mitzvah. Kamash milan, that's just, it's a pasuk that says that they eat bread in the morning, but it's not saying that you have to eat bread in the morning. Amar v'ad bar ava nashim chayaves b'kiddush hayoyim. Nashim are chayav to make kiddush on Shabbos. Dvar Torah. Am I? Why? That's a mitzvah sasesha is mine gramahi. That's a time-bound mitzvah. It's only on Shabbos. Any time-bound mitzvah, Noshim are paturas. Noshim are patur. Now, Amar Abaya, Midrabanan. It's only Midrabanan. They're only Chayim Midrabanan. It's a special. Amar Rava.
Why are we talking about only Kiddush of the day? Kiddush of the night is not mitzvah shares of Man Gromah?
No, I think this is probably... this is probably Kiddush of the night. Because Kiddush of the day is anyways Midrabanan for everybody.
He says here on the Sabbath day.
Yeah, but I would assume it means Friday night. Yeah. Because Shabbos day, anyways, even for us, is the Rabbanim.
Yeah. He's only talking about Kiddush Allah. Because Kiddush is the Raisa.
Right, so that's what he's saying. He's saying it's Chayav the Raisa. The question is, why is it Chayav the Raisa? What?
Abaya says, Midrabanim.
Yeah, so Abaya's answers in the Rabbanim. The Gemara is about to knock that out. Amar Abaya, Midrabanim. They're only Chayav Midrabanim. Oh, so you're commenting on that. That it's only the Gemara. So Amalei. So what were you commenting that it's only alakos?
What we're talking about the mitzvah of kiddush, it's kiddush alakos.
But the Gemara is about to knock it out. The Gemara is going Amalei Rava v'had devar Torah ka'amar. It says mitiyaraisa. So I don't know if we're required to say that. It could be it was. Is that what they say on the bottom there that it's talking about the alakos? No, I would assume that it's just a bias attempt at answering it. And the Gemara says no, but it says Diraisa. Void komitzas say in the Chayavinu Midrabanan. Plus, why would the Rabbanan go ahead and say that you're Mechuyev to go ahead and make Kiddush? Let them say on every single mitzvah, you're Mechuyev to shake a lulav, you're Mechuyev to hear Shofar, you're not Mechuyev. Why would they say this is one that's different? El Amarava Amar Kra, we're talking about the regular mitzvah of Kiddush, and women are Chayav, Midiraisa, because the Torah lumps together Zachar Vishamar. The positive mitzvahs I say of Shabbos, which is making kiddush, and shamar versus the negative mitzvahs of all the 39 malachas. And kol sheyeshna b'shmira, whoever is part of the shamar, the 39, the loisa says of Shabbos, and women are required to keep the time bound mitzvahs of the loisa says yeshna b'zuchira. They are required to do the positive aspects of it also. V'hani nashi hova isnu b'shmira isnu b'zuchira. Amalei Ravina. So this is one of the time bound mitzvahs that women actually do have. Amalei Ravina L'Rava, Nashim B'Bikas HaMazon D'Yaraisa D'Rabbanan. This that you're telling me, this that our Mishnah says, that women have to go ahead and bench, is that Midi'Yaraisa or Mid'Rabbanan? The Gemara says, L'Mayin Av Kimina, who cares? Well, I'm going to say it in case you're embarrassed. But L'Mayin Av Kimina, the Gemara says, La'afuke Rabam Yedeicha, well, it's not true because not benching would have been passively violating it, so it would have been mutter anyways, even if it was deraisa. The Ma'inaf Gemini, the Gemara says, La'afuke rabem yedei chayvasan, to say it out loud, and to be yoytze, La'afuke is like to be yoytze, rabem, the rabem, their chiyuv, to be moitzi other people. Could they lead the benching? I amr deraisa, if you say that it's their chayv deraisa also, so then, also diraisa, mapik b'diraisa. That their diraisa could come and be mighty our diraisa. So a lady could lead the benching. I armed the rabbanan, but if you say they're only chayim derabbanan, have she'ena mechuyev b'davar. So then they're not really mechuyev in benching midiraisa, and we are mechuyev in benching. So therefore, it's as if they are not really mechuyev in the matter. V'chol she'ena mechuyev b'davar, and somebody who's not mechuyev in the matter cannot come and ena mighty as a rabbi b'deichavas, and cannot come and be mighty somebody else's chiyev. So my, what's the din? Toshima, the Gemara tries to prove. Be'emes amru ben mevarach la'aviv, ve'eved mevarach la'rabbi. Really, they said that a child could make the bracha for his father, or a slave can make the bracha for his master. Ve'isha, and a woman mevareches la'bayla, can make a bracha for her husband. Aval, but amru chacham, the chacham say, tavay ma'aru la'adam, a curse should come to a person who that he doesn't know the brachas, and his wife and kids do. She'ishta yubanav mevarachin lo'i, that his wife and kids have to make a bracha for him. So now, I armor bishlama. By the way, every time I go on a trip and I'm driving, so my wife is the one who says birkas the tefillah sederach. So I always say it along with her, just because of this gemara. I don't know if it's like I don't want my wife to be having to be mighty to me, because Tavi Mahara. So she says it slowly, and I say it along word for word. So, E'amr Bishlama di Araisa, if you say that is the Araisa, that women are Mechliyev di Araisa, so that I can understand how it's permissible for somebody to go ahead and Asi di Araisa, Umapik di Araisa, how it's permissible for a Iser, for somebody who's Chayev di Araisa to go ahead and be Maitzi somebody else who's Chayev di Araisa. Ella, but if you say that a woman is mechuyev only mitzurabanan, also mitzurabanan, you're going to tell me somebody who's mechuyev in something mitzurabanan comes along umapik diraisa and is being moitzi somebody who's chayev in the mitzvah diraisa. The Gemara says, according to your reasoning, katan bar chiyuv is a katan bar chiyuv. It says over there also, a katan, a child, can be mitzvah his father. Is a child mechuyev diraisa? Certainly not. Ella, what are you going to tell me? We're talking about a case where the father himself is also only mechuyev midrabanan. Ella, you only ate a shiur midrabanan. The halacha is that you only have to bench midiraisa if you're satisfied. If you had the two double burgers and then you plus a hot dog, then you're really full, so then you have to bench midiraisa. But if you only had one small tuna fish sandwich, so then you are not mechuyev to bench midiraisa. You're only mechuyev to bench midirabanan. In that case, somebody else who's also only mechuyev midirabanan can come and be mitzi you. So therefore, there's no proof from this case where we say a woman is being mitzi the man, because it could be talking about where he also was only chayev in benching midirabanan. He ate a small tuna fish sandwich. Where he only ate the size of the amount that would be require him to bench midirabanan, and along comes the Rabbanan, and we could be helped mitzi another Rabbanan. Darash Rabavira, Darshan, Zimna Nomala Mishmeter of Ami, Vizimna Nomala Mishmeter of Asi. Sometimes he said it over the name of Rav Ami, and sometimes he said it over the name of Rav Asi. Amru Malachi Asharas, the Malachi Asharas asked Hashem, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, the master of the world. Ksiv b'Torah Shecha, it says in your Torah, Asher lo yisa panim v'lo yikach shoychat. See, he who does not favor anybody and does not take bribes. V'haloi ata no yisa panim l'Yisrael, but you favor Klal Yisrael. As it states before us in the Pasuk, Ksiv yisa Hashem panav eilecha. Hashem will turn his face to you, he'll favor you. So how could you say you don't favor people? Amr lahem. So Hashem responded, V'chi loy es apanim liYisrael. Can I not favor Klal Yisrael? Shekosavti lahem b'Torah. I wrote in the Torah, Ve'ochalta v'savata b'rachta, es Hashem aleikecha, that you shall eat and be satisfied and bench Hashem, and therefore you should only need to bench when you are totally satisfied. But they go ahead and bench no matter what. V'hem medaktikim al atzmim, and they're careful with themselves. Ad kezayas v'ad kebeah. They have a machlekes, whether or not you have to bench on the kezayas or on the kebeah. But they go way over the bounds on how they treat me. So just like they go over the bounds, me the connected me, I'm going to go over my bounds. So it really is bedin. It is bedin that I treat them nicely because they treat me nicely. Classic question. You have one kid favor, you give one kid a lollipop. All the other kids, hey, how come you're giving him a lollipop and not me? Well, that's because he's better than you. So, but Hashem is saying, but medin, it's medin that they deserve that. You support him. All right, the following Mishnah is going to deal with the halachas of Baal Keri, and the problem is we'll have to stop here.
That in a situation where one person is better than the other, you could do...
No, right, the Gemara is answering, Hashem is answering that it's midin that I am being misapanim to them, because they are yisapanim to me. So I'm just treating it midah keneged midah. I mean, that's the way I'm touching the Gemara, but...
Would this apply to a judge?
No. So I mean, there it's not midin. Well, because you're nice to the judge doesn't mean that the judge should be nice to you. That wouldn't be...
But the thing of lo yikach shochad, that whole thing is talking about a judge.
Right.
It's a little difficult.
Why?
Because Kodesh Baruch Hu is judging the world. He's saying, I'm going to give favoritism to the Father Israel because they're good to me.
We only had 10. Yeah, I mean, it's... I don't know if it's like in the case of a din and things like that, but... All right, we'll stop over here.
Didn't catch...